top of the podcast to you. What? This is Trends.
Hey, welcome to Trends.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to Trends, which is a completely improvised, made-up-on-the-spot program. It's hosted by myself, Levi Weinhagen.
And Daniel Joseph Cornelius Cornell Hudson.
That's correct.
Yeah. You are. Name change will be official in 3 weeks.
That's right. He's got all the paperwork in, ready for the change of names.
In front of the judge and be judged.
That's in a judgmental way.
Yeah.
So how this is going to work, I think there's probably got a lot of new listeners, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, probably hundreds.
Yeah, a lot of new listeners, so let me just break it down. We are given a topic.
We don't know what it is. It's just kind of presented to us.
We have no idea. Right now, we don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Usually someone interrupts us and delivers some information, and we take that topic, and we run with it.
Yeah, we run the shit out of it. It's like we give, like, a... First of all, we genetically modify
first of all,
a hamster.
Yeah, right.
Make him, like, I think, like, dire wolf size. Yeah, size.
There it
yes,
is.
I said it.
There it is. And, Game of Thrones reference.
Yeah, yeah.
So drink if you're just playing that game.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Drunk? Okay. Swallowed? Okay. And rinse. Okay. So then, yeah, you get a hamster that size, and you put him in a little... You got to get a hamster wheel that size, too. Basically, what we do is we take the topic...
Go ahead.
Get in front of it with, like, a little picture of, like, a hamster girl.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, a little hamster nugget. And then the hamster just runs. And we run the shit out of it. Run it till it falls over and dies.
Wow. Wow.
Yep. And then we cut it open. And
do we climb inside?
Frozen goods in it.
That's right.
Yeah. And then, boom, they're warm a little bit later.
Wow. So that's a whole different nerd reference. You're not kidding around.
Nope. Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, two of them.
Do you want to get anywhere in between? Because you hit, like, the late 70s, 80s, and then more modern.
I'm sure they'll come.
Do you want to, I don't know, like X-Files? What kind of other nerd stuff do you want to do?
Hey, gentlemen.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Oh, we're doing fine. Welcome to, this is the Trends studio.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I know damn well what it is.
Oh, fine. Are you...
Just take this, all right?
Oh, thank you very much.
You look pretty dapper, sir. He's like got a elegant, like... outfit.
Yeah, I like
it's like it's a hat and it's he's got very epaulets.
I can see him, Dan.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to.
To.
I like the watch fob. That chain is really.
Yeah, it's snazzy, isn't it?
Yeah, snazzy. No one says snazzy enough. That's
this motherfucker does.
Yeah. Hey, well, thank you very much for this.
I ain't going anywhere.
Postcard.
Yeah,
okay, you're gonna stay.
Oh, I'm staying.
Okay.
Going up. Ding.
Did we just move?
I don't know.
I feel like I just moved. Is that...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're moving.
Well, this says elevators.
That's right.
This postcard says elevators.
That's right.
Dan, elevators.
Elevators. And you're in one right now.
What? But we're in our studio. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know how it works, but let me tell you. You're in an elevator, and we're going up.
Okay, I can feel... It feels like the studio is moving. This
is
really, really unsettling.
Yeah, this is...
Okay, so we are... The studio has been converted into an elevator.
Just let me know if you want to go to a floor. I'll be right over here.
Are you? You're the elevator operator?
The fuck do you think I am?
I'm sorry. Is it Reggie? Is that what your name tag says?
No, that's my real name, but people call me Koo.
Koo.
Yeah.
Okay. Koo.
K-O-O-O, apostrophe.
K-O-O-O, apostrophe.
Yeah, apostrophe, of course, is supposed to signify a silent L. Let it be known.
Thank you very much, Koo. For being here today and getting us wherever we're going to go, I guess.
Yeah, you damn sure will.
Okay. You are a man who loves his swear. His Dan.
Can't damn mean to swear. Come on, man.
I'm sorry.
He's right, man.
No,
if
I'm sorry.
From the streets, Dan's not a swear.
Well, I'm not from the streets, but...
no shit.
Okay.
That's a swear.
That was a swear.
I do like my swear.
Yeah. Okay, good. We're agreed then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was also a swear. Oh, there he's going over in this corner.
Man, I wonder if his epaulets are so shiny.
I don't know what you mean.
That's the thing. I mean, elevator. I mean,
he's you mean because of his job?
Yeah.
I thought he's
got to be classy.
I thought you meant like he was polishing them.
You can't just have a guy look like me operating an elevator.
I think you look fine.
Well, I mean, but yeah, I mean, if that's my job, you know, I can't just.
Yeah, you would look awful as an elevator.
Why is that homeless guy? Like,
a hoodie sweatshirt isn't really appropriate for an elevator operator.
Exactly not.
It doesn't really make sense.
Not this day and age. Maybe when doomsday happens.
Doomsday? Is that still going to happen?
Yeah, at some point.
It'll
happen for somebody. I don't know if we'll see it. But
I just don't... You know, I hear the doomsday predictions, you know, the end of the world and all that, and I... my main thing is, like, I'm just... When do I have time to prepare for that? And what do I do? Like, do I stock up on canned goods? I mean, it's the end of the world, so...
Yeah.
Does that mean I don't have to prepare at all? Or
should
I be
prepare,
sort of, like, sucking the marrow of life right
now?
There's
going to be, like, a period of adjustment, so that's probably what you need the canned goods for, so you can get used to life.
But if the world is ended... I don't What do I mean?
Well, it's probably ended for most people. If you're one of the lucky people that survive.
So it's more like the rapture, like the religious.
I'm going to have a great time. I'm going to go out and riot, like, right away. It's going to happen. I'm going to go out and get me a TV, give me some shoes, give me a new pair of glasses.
Yeah, you're kind of
some goldfish crackers. I'm going to, yeah. I mean,
that is it.
Jumpers, I have a huge plan. We're going rioting.
I love the idea that for you rioting is to get your hands on some a big thing of goldfish crackers.
Yeah.
Like that's...
Take what you can, man. This is ill. I'd break... Yeah, I mean, it's the end of the world, man. Live life. Do the right thing for, like, goldfish crackers. Pick up the garbage can, chuck it through the window of Kowalski's, head in there, get yourself some goldfish crackers.
That, can we make that into a verb? I'm going to go do the right thing.
Yeah, and
that
just means thank you.
You're going to throw... There it is. There it is. Let's see how many decades... Dan can catch in his references.
I don't know my movies now for this decade.
No, you got to get 20s, 30s, 40s. I mean, I want you to see, like, the 7-year itch. I want you to work some of that.
I've seen that one.
I know, but you got to work it in.
It's a Billy Wilder one.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
What else would I be talking about? Yeah. I mean, I love all itch-based entertainment.
Going down.
Oh, it feels like... Wow, we are actually moving down. This is really...
Feel the vibration.
Really bizarre.
Feel the vibration?
Yeah, I can feel us moving. I really can. We should probably get into elevators, but there was one thing I wanted to, I just wanted to check in with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't talked to you in I guess since the last time we recorded.
Probably.
The program.
Check-in period with the time.
And, I just wanted to, check in and make sure that everything was going well. I know.
Well, it's great.
Well, I know your cat had diabetes.
Yeah, but not anymore.
What? I mean, you can get rid of the diabetes?
Yeah, feline diabetes. Yeah, it's really easy.
What do you do?
Well, you just give it more sugar. You overload its body with sugar.
Oh, like fight fire with fire? Is it like that same?
It only happens with felines. You can do some big cats, too. Like, I looked up this on the internet. Basically, you just feed them all the sugar you can get. Like, you hide it in tuna fish. You hide it. Like, basically, what I did is I got candy corn and I got jelly beans. And you kind of mash them up, make a puree. Then you just add, like, more sugar. You can add, like, high fructose corn syrup. Or you just... Make them sugar-based thing. You mix it up with their tuna fish. You give them a lot of tuna fish, and they love it. And
hang on, though. You read on the internet. If you gave your cat all this extra sugar, have you gone back into the vet?
14 times a
day. Have you brought her back to the vet?
The vet said this was nonsense, but I know better than that. Like, they're doing traditional medicine. Sometimes you need to go outside of the box, you know.
But your cat's still really fat.
Well, it's fat, but dig this, man. Then what happens is they go into the sugar coma. They go into overload. Their body actually
dies. Is
that
why she's mostly not moving?
Well, it's a he, and...
Sorry.
Yeah, that's why, but I got a reason.
I mean,
why.
That's it. You gave your cat a girl's name. That's not my fault you gave your cat a girl's name.
Really? Because I just... Henrietta, that was the name I got when I got her.
That's a girl cat.
It's a him. It's a him.
That's fine.
I didn't know it was a... So I call him Henry.
But Etta's in there. Like Etta James.
Yeah, I said that's his last name, Henry Etta.
All right, that's fine. I think your cat is dying from diabetes, and you're making it worse.
Because this is what's going on right now, that it goes into, its body goes into coma and actually dies. Cat's brain stays alive, and it's fine. You know, I just got to kind of put drops of water in its mouth. It goes through a 3-day period, we're on the second day. By the end of the third day, it'll wake up and have a bowel movement, and it's a very strange bowel movement. You've never seen anything like it from the stuff I've seen on the internet, and it passes the diabetes out. And into the litter box.
There's so many things
in its waste.
Inaccurate with what you just said.
And then the cat wakes up and it's fine. It's really fat. You gotta get it in a cat workout, you know.
That doesn't make any sense. Cat biology just can't possibly work that way.
Hey, it happened right on schedule. I fed him the amount of sugar. Henry keeled over. I didn't panic because he ain't dead. I can still see him looking at me.
Yeah.
And I mean, make sure he's got his thing there. I play his favorite music. I put on Mary Tyler Moore. He likes Mary Tyler Moore.
The theme song?
Well, no, the TV. I kind of put it
on
the TV so it can watch it. I don't like it. But,
no,
you know,
who does?
He likes it, you know, and I'm more of a Mary Tyler Moore, Dick Van Dyke man. That's
kind
of my thing.
Who isn't, again?
Yeah.
Who isn't?
Yeah, so he's on second day. He'll wake up.
He doesn't look good.
All this stuff is exactly what the internet says is going to happen.
I you've looked up things on the computer before,
mm-hmm.
and it's not always worked out for you.
Yeah, but this one's...
And I want you to keep that in mind.
The Dalai Lama approved this one.
But people can just type that. I mean, that's not, you know.
I traced it back. It had the Dalai Lama seal.
Do you remember that, when it was like 2 years ago, when you ate all those tiny batteries, those little batteries from calculators? Because mm-hmm. you thought it was going to make you sort of have a supercharge energy of inspiration.
Yeah, electricity straight.
Yeah, you got really sick. And that's because you read that on the computer that you should.
But I also had more electricity in my body than I ever had in my life.
Yeah, but you just laid
in. When I passed it was like a lightning bolt coming out of my...
Dude, you almost had to go to the hospital from all those batteries.
No, they wouldn't. Hey, They wouldn't know what to do. I'd have set all their meters on, like, full. My electricity was so messed up.
If your cat doesn't have a great bowel movement, and if Henry isn't moving around a lot, will you take her to the vet?
Yeah, sure.
I don't believe you at all.
I will.
You're a liar.
I love him.
We just arrived on our floor, I think. Maybe we should take a quick break and see what floor we're on, I guess, and sure. come right back. Does that sound good? All right, you're listening to Trends, and Dan's going to hit the break button. Cool. Is there a break button on the elevator panel?
You know there is.
Welcome back to Trends.
Where are we at?
It floor number 7? Is that right?
You're looking at that wrong. We're on the first floor.
Oh, I thought that little dash mark.
Fancy one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we're on level 1.
What's up, motherfuckers?
Hey, Jumpers.
Hey, what's up, cool? Hey, what's up, brother?
You guys know each other?
Yeah, we're brothers.
Oh, okay. You're actual brothers?
Yeah,
like,
we're brothers.
Biologically? Not
yeah,
just
biological
in a.
Brothers.
Like an this isn't just an African American thing?
Yeah, I probably should have told you I'm out. I know Dan pretty well.
Dan, you didn't even tell me you knew Koo.
Well, I thought you knew.
How would I know Koo
before?
When?
With Koo.
No, I...
Yeah, motherfucker, we're always hanging out with Koo.
Okay, but I don't hang out. Like, I come to the studio, I do the work, and I get out
with
my...
I've seen you before.
Where?
I met you.
We've met?
Yeah, that time you went to play basketball with us, and you just sat and watched.
Well, yeah, I don't... I'm not good at basketball.
Yeah, well, that was me out there. Remember the guy that Dan kept dunking on?
Oh, that was you?
That was me, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you letting him dunk? Because it seems like you could have...
Come over here, and I'm going to answer that question for you, off mic.
Okay. No. Yes. Okay, thank you for sharing that with me.
I heard that.
Dan, it was off mic.
Dan, you had to know.
He clearly said he was going to say it off mic.
I'm like much bigger than you. I'm 6'7". Come on.
Yeah. It looked... Dan, a couple times...
I actually ducked down.
A couple times he lifted you up.
Yeah, I lifted
you up. A couple times.
I thought that... All right. Thought you were like the wind, you know? Helped me... Get pushed up. You know, beneath your wings, motherfucker. Is that what I was to you?
I think it was more like, he's like the wind. Like that. Do you know that?
Yo, that's the Patrick Swayze one.
Is it?
Yeah, he's like the wind through my trees. That's on the Dirty Dancing soundtrack.
The wind through my trees?
Hell yeah.
All right. Wait, Jumpers, you know the Dirty Dancing soundtrack?
Oh, is that? I think there's somebody calling me out there. I'm like, hey, see you later, cool? Oh. I shall see you around.
Yeah, see you later, brother.
Wow, Jumpers really bolted out of here.
Yes.
Why are you whispering now? He's not in here. Okay.
Oh, that's
okay.
True. He's got a little bit of...
Okay, go ahead.
For DD, and I don't mean Dungeons & Dragons. Although, actually, he does have a thing for that, too. He doesn't mind playing that. But Dirty Dancing, he likes that.
Really?
Yeah. For some reason. It's like, you know, everybody's got their deep dark kind of...
DD, deep dark.
Music closet.
DD
yeah.
For deep dark. It's kind of just, you know, okay, well, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when he came out, he was real obsessed. He even had, like, bed sheets, and he had...
The Dirty Dancing bed sheets?
Yeah, and pillowcases and stuff like that. I mean, I bring girls over, and I check him with the room.
That makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it made everybody uncomfortable. What do you think I felt? This is my brother. I mean, he grew out of it.
Yeah.
I thought, I mean, he only had him on for a couple months. And then he noticed the girls did not take to him as well when he had that. And so I told me he gave it up, but he hadn't given it up, Dan? No, not at all, man. I mean...
You know what? To each his own. If that's what he cares about.
What about Dirty Dancing? Grown man shouldn't like Dirty Dancing. That's all I got to say.
I'm sure we all have things we...
Going up?
Oh, wow, we're moving. Seems like it's going faster this time, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's...
Souped it up myself.
You know, speaking of Dirty Dancing, Dan, I heard a song on the radio. Have you ever heard the song where it's a... I don't know the singer, but she says...
What is it?
You know, I haven't even told you what did it.
That's what I'm saying.
You already telling me you don't know what it is?
Cause, yeah, because you haven't told me.
Oh, it's the chorus is... she can fuck you good, but I can fuck you better. But they bleep it out on the radio. She's like, she can you good.
So you don't actually know if she's
but
saying
I can fuck you. She's saying it.
Uh-oh.
Trust me, in the edits you can tell.
I guess she's not saying I can shit you good, or she could shit you good.
I don't think so.
Work. Yeah, I guess fuck is probably the Mad Lib.
Yeah, I mean, what other words could it be in there?
She damn you good.
Feed you. Might be feed you.
Yeah, but they'd have to bleep it out, though.
You're right. I mean, unless they just decided
shit
to.
Shit you good. Damn you good.
Cock you good.
Cock you good.
I can't think of any other.
Yeah, there's really not much. It's got to be fuck.
They don't censor anything else. Yeah. And so it occurred to me that song is not creative at all.
No.
Like, there's no subtext.
No.
I want my art to have
art.
Deeper meaning.
They've done everything under the sun to music. I mean, they'll still come up with innovations, but...
Will they? What are they going to do?
A Clear Channel isn't going to be about innovations, so don't worry about it.
Okay, I don't mean to make this about you railing against the man. That's not why I bring it up. I understand you're angry about the man and anyone who has any kind of power at all. But that's not what I'm talking
you
about.
Should be too.
Look, cool.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. Nothing. It's fine. You're doing a great job.
They're still going up.
Wow. Well, I wonder how high we're going to...
It's probably going to pop.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to try and do that thing where I jump up when we get to our floor.
It won't work.
All right. Well, I'll listen for when I think we're about to...
You think about it. Like, people just have nothing anymore in music, in popular music. That's what they're singing songs about now? I mean...
Well, if I see a painting... I don't necessarily want it to just be like a perfect recreation of whatever the thing it is a painting of. You know, like,
yeah.
There should be something else going on. If I see a movie or I read a book, I want there to be some deeper human truth that it's getting at.
Yeah, you like the human truth.
And, you know, I like, you know, what are some great songs that are about fucking that don't say, hey, let's fuck.
Well, I was going to say, why don't we do it in a row, but that's pretty direct.
That is pretty, I mean.
No one, right?
But I would even say, like, let's get it on. That is overtly
yeah.
a sexual song.
Yeah, but it's.
But it's at least a little coy, you know?
Yeah,
it's like,
did you hear the album he made? I think, I know it was after that. I don't know if there's an album in between it, but Marvin Gaye, I can't remember the goddamn name of it. It's such a good album. I Want You. Such a good album.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's actually more sexual than, like, Let's Get It On and stuff like that. It's pretty dirty. And
yeah, but there are plenty of songs, and of course I'm blanking on them now, where they don't mention anything, they don't mention sex at all.
Well, they do back in the day. Like, you hear stuff, and you're like, oh, that's how you had to get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Airwaves and stuff like that.
But I feel like rock bands, you know, like, even like the Beatles, they wrote songs that were about wanting to make love.
Yeah, and they wrote songs about fucking that...
And they wrote songs about drugs that didn't just say, hey, let's go do drugs. You know, like...
Yeah, well, they had that one song, that Everything's a Love Song, but it was actually about weed, so...
Which song?
God damn it, it's off
Revolver. Paperback Writer?
No, it's off Revolver.
Is it Paperback Writer?
Gotta Get You Into My Life. It's actually about weed.
Is it Imagine?
Huh?
That's Beatles, right?
Yeah, that's the Beatles, yeah. You got it. You're good. You're good with that. Check
now, actually, you know, now that I bring up Imagine, that's not really a very imaginative song.
No, not really.
He's literally saying, hey, wouldn't it be nice if...
Yeah,
and listing this. Stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their list songs. It happened.
That's true.
My favorite list songs, actually, they're not my favorite, but everybody's got them. A lot of, like, 70s rock bands do. We just have the song where you name all the cities and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, New York City!
Let's come up,
James Brown really nailed that with some of his...
Even Huey Lewis.
Yeah.
Detroit! How to rock and roll, right?
Bing! Oh,
Floor Department.
Floral Department? I didn't even know.
Yeah, on the 87th floor. Floral Department. Have you guys ever been up in the building?
No. Hey, Dan, I'm just going to go out and just check out the floral floor. I'll be right back.
Can you pick me up? Here's something. Can you pick me up some... I need some tiger lilies. And
yes,
some,
those smell awesome. Yeah, okay.
Tiger lilies.
Okay, I'm going to make a list. You want tiger lilies.
Tiger lilies.
And...
Can you also get me like a... Three orange roses?
Three? That's very specific. I'll see if they have them, I've never been here before.
Some tulips, but they need to be tri-lip tulips.
But this is you're only giving me $20.
Yeah, this will cover.
Okay, I'll be back in a couple minutes.
And I need you to have them sprinkle some synthetic fake gold over it.
What? Dude, this is only $20. How am I supposed to...
Don't worry about it. I've gone here a ton of times. You've never been up here.
Wait, you've been here before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just talk to Mario. He's at the photo.
Mario? Okay. Yeah.
If you get Maria?
I didn't... Wait, Maria?
Yeah, that's his wife. If you get Maria, just turn around and come back. Don't even worry about it.
Okay.
If you get Mario, it's cool.
Okay.
He'll hook you up.
Thank you. I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. And they're not for you.
Okay. Fine. That's great. Is this elevator going up?
It could be, ma'am.
I need to get up to 20.
Oh, ma'am, we're on floor 87. We need to go down.
Oh,
trust me,
I'm turned around.
That's easy to do in a big building like this.
Yeah, I need to go to accounts receivable.
Oh, actually, ma'am, that's floor 19.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, what would I do without you?
Probably not go anywhere, ma'am. It's my job.
That's true. It's cool, isn't it?
That's right, ma'am.
Okay.
Give you a little pound here.
Oh, thank you so much.
You got a nice pound there, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. Oh, may I sit in this chair?
Oh, go ahead. Somebody might be coming back, but we'll have to come back up and get him.
Okay, great. Hello there. I don't...
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Hi.
Say, is that... I meant to ask, how old are you, ma'am?
How old am I? Well, that's a little bit forward.
Yeah,
I have a question. Well, I'm actually 83. Thank you very much.
You look a day over 87.
Well,
so,
that's insulting.
What I wanted to ask you is...
Go ahead.
There's...
I have all the time in the world.
You sure do. Yeah, thanks, Coop. But, I've noticed... Is this like a perfume you're wearing right now, or is this just the odor that you give off?
Well, it's a combination of things.
Oh.
I do... I've generated a sort of my own distinctive perfumic odor over the years.
Okay.
But I also make sure there is plenty of floral arrangements and patchouli throughout my house.
Oh,
and my body absorbs all those. Okay. I have these satchels of different scents all over the house.
Right.
Yes, I always keep them on me.
That's your purse.
No, that is to help my aroma.
That's an aroma of birth.
You know, the first way you greet a person is through the nose. That's what I've always said.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Yes, yeah, and, you know, it's...
May I say that this odor that I've smelled...
You may say it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's odor that I smell on a lot of people who are of your age ilk.
Yes, yes.
So I was wondering, do all older people have to wear satchels like this, or is this just like, is this something you have to do when you're old? Like, because
that's quite an observation you've made there. There are a lot of older people who notice a declining scent. They don't smell well as they get older.
Oh, of course, I think everything probably leaves you the older you get.
So when you turn 75, you get a letter in the mail informing you that you should go to a building in your town. And in that town, in that building, they teach you how to make these odor satchels. And you can hang them on you. You can wear them for a short period each day. You can wear them all day long, depending on how strong you want the smell to be, to counteract the scent of your own decay.
Well, that explains that very well, ma'am.
Well, thank you. It's lovely.
Oh, what's your name, ma'am?
I'm Dolores.
Hey, Dolores. My name is Daniel Joseph Cornelius Grinnell.
Oh, it's very nice to meet you.
That's cool, of course.
I know cool. He gets me.
Pound,
oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, like
that's charming. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring you some cookies next time I'm on the elevator.
You do? I love cookies.
Well, I knew you did.
As long as they're made with Teft, natural African, one of the original grains. I don't need anything.
Yes.
I white flour.
I use that
in... White flour, ma'am. I'm going to have to come back to you, just so you know.
Oh, I would never use white flour if I cooked for you, Koo. I know about your oppressed peoples.
Excuse me?
Your peoples, they've been oppressed.
Ding!
Oh, thank you, boys.
Yeah,
have a lovely day.
I
appreciate it. Goodbye.
Maybe, yeah.
Here's a hug for you, Daniel.
No.
Oh, Koo, I've got a hug for you.
No, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. We're through here.
Would you like to keep one of my satchels?
No, ma'am.
Okay, then.
Yeah, thank you.
Good day.
I'm ridden. Yeah, she was kind of... Well, you know, they kind of made him like that back in the day.
What do you mean, racist?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I don't know why people make excuses for it, but, you know, when an old person is racist, yeah, it is kind of cute, I guess, you know. I mean, it's not fun, but, you know, I guess it was a different time. No, actually, there's no excuse for it, Koo. I really don't think you should be making excuses for it. Just because they're old doesn't mean that they can't... They're still assholes.
Yeah, you're right. An asshole is an asshole.
Ding!
Oh.
Oh, God. Guys, I ran down the stairs.
You're going up.
Hey, Dan, I found a stairwell, and I just started sprinting down the stairs.
Did you get the flowers?
Oh, I left them in the stairwell. Well, they didn't have the orange roses. They said they had just sold them out or something. I don't know. I was talking to... It wasn't Mario. It was a lady.
Maria?
Yeah, Maria.
Yeah, she
I talked
she
to her and she said they
she
were
knows
out of...
She that Esmeralda, those are her favorites. She doesn't like Esmeralda.
Well, she said they were out of orange roses.
No, she's a liar.
And I said, well, what would be a good supplement?
So go back up, Koo. Go back up.
Okay, but I left them on the stairwell. I left them... They're in the stairwell somewhere in the
60s. I'm getting those roses, man. See? Never send Levi to do a damn job. You know
hey, man,
saying?
That's not
no,
fair.
It's not you. It's just, you know...
Oh,
you
I have your change at least. So if you want your change, I mean, I can't believe
it. $2.
Yeah, well, look at I got a lot of flowers.
$2?
Yeah.
I still have to get the
You got, yeah, but they don't have any orange roses.
Oh, yeah.
I got a great deal. She told me that instead of three orange roses, that I should buy 2 dozen red roses. So I got 2 dozen red roses, and they're in the stairwell. But I'm sure
it's not like red roses. You really think that I would be getting her orange roses if
you she didn't like red roses? Have to.
Do you think orange roses are kind of pain in the
ass? I know they don't even have them, but they had the tiger lilies. They smell so good. They had something else. They had these things called a Casablanca lily. They're all big and white, and they smell really, really good. It's something you should consider.
Yeah, they smell like Casablanca.
I've never been there, but
up on the hill, down, you know, away wind from Casablanca. Part of that city is kind of odorific.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. Cool. That makes a lot of sense. Our topic is elevators. I mean, I know we're riding in one, but do you know anything about the history of elevators?
No, I'd imagine it's frightening.
Well, they didn't used to have safety measures, of course, when they first created, you know, lift.
Yeah, they
lifts.
Never do.
It was just
like the Wild Wild West.
It was ropes and pulleys.
That was way back.
So they would just, you know, pull on it, but there was no way to automatically stop it.
They stack little kids up.
Yeah. Oh, you want to go three kids high? Okay, we'll get them up. Yep. Oh, two down. We got to get rid of these kids.
Hit the kids with hammers and knock them aside.
That's how most technology starts.
And then it squishes the kids a little bit.
Yeah, that's the best way to start a technology is by harming children.
I think how they did it back in the day.
Yeah. But Otis is the name of the company, that early elevator company.
What stands for? Is the guy's name? Or?
I think it was named the last name of some family. Something Otis was the name
of the family. People love doing that when they, like, discover stuff or, you know, what are you going to name this?
The
Denarius Rose.
What would be the Hetzel product, you think? What would be the name, the namesake? I'm sure nobody ever was like, our family will be known for elevators, or like the Bic family. You know, like everyone will know Penn's when they think of Bic, or Mr. Graham's crackers. You know,
probably
that kind of thing.
Pill.
The Hetzel sleeping pill.
Or antacid.
The Hetzel tummy soother, maybe something like that.
Yeah.
Why are you so sad about it?
I didn't like to think about.
His legacy.
Yeah. He ain't going to even have one.
I'm sorry for bringing it up. You're right, cool.
Yeah, I mean, we got to face. He's, you know, he's accepted it, but you know, still doesn't make.
Doesn't seem like he's accepted it. I mean, it's as though I
can't snap out of it.
It's sort of like mentioning Dirty Dancing to Jompers.
Be quiet, my man. We're going to be going down there.
We're so many floors up. He won't.
He can hear. I'm telling you.
What?
He can hear about. He loves his DD.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, DD. That's the initials.
Here we are.
Oh.
Floor.
Bing. Wow. I can't. That was fast.
Okay, that was a really weak thing. Can you go down just a little bit and then come back up? Because I think that ding really, something was wrong with that ding. That doesn't announce anybody. I'm going to go down just floor and a half here.
Okay.
Going down.
Floor and a half.
Not stopping. Sorry, what did you go?
Whoa.
Sorry. We're going back up here. Let's see what's wrong with this ding here. Here we are. Floor.
Ding.
There we go. That was much better. That was a much crisper tone. It's good you noticed that, Dan.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay. It's okay.
Okay, I'll be fine.
They're not for you.
What? Not for me? I don't even understand what that would mean. While Dan is away, it certainly presents an opportunity for me to get to know you better, Koo.
Yeah.
You know, the profession of working in an elevator seems like that sort of going away, like fewer and fewer opportunities to work in that industry.
People are, I think, increasingly more weirded out, you know.
By an elevator operator?
Yeah, they're having the finest of places.
Yeah, it seems like such an important, it's a combination of mechanical skill and social skill. You need to be able to talk to people.
I mean, ever since those manual elevators went out of style, too, I mean.
Right.
Really took it was an artiste. I miss it so myself, I knew how to do that.
Yeah, you had to control the levers. Now you're just pressing buttons.
Yeah, you're just kind of pressing buttons, just doing your thing now. You're there more for the atmosphere, making the place happy, selling mints sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I do.
I don't do that shit, but I know other people do. I'm just there.
But you do have a tip jar out. I mean, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's, you know, I'll let you know I tip at the end of the ride always, so I'll certainly get you at the end.
Oh, I know you will.
Okay, good. I just wanted you to know I'm not somebody who would stiff you or anything like that.
I know you're an honorable gentleman.
No, I am
a gentleman. I can always tell the people who can tip and who aren't going to tip. You can tell.
Is it because of my blue blazer?
No, it's just because of your kind demeanor, your eyes.
Oh, okay.
In a man's eyes, you can see into his soul. It's pretty common knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, that
Live is everything, my man. You can tell. You'd be a good tipper. Some of these motherfuckers, though, I can tell right away that I fuck with them a little bit. You know, I'll hit the door close button when they're trying to leave.
Yeah.
You can do that
banging thing.
Yeah.
Because no matter what you say, it doesn't look like it hurts, but that banging thing hits harder than you think, you know?
Yeah.
Like, especially if you get somebody in their calf or their leg, you know?
Hey, are we moving back down now?
Yeah,
we're not waiting for Dan? Oh, okay.
He'll be fine. He'll find the stairway. He's been up there many times.
Okay.
There are no secret ways in and out of all these
things. Secret ways? The studio was always, I just thought it was two floors. I didn't know.
You need to explore, man.
Well, I guess that's what's happening today. It's very unexpected. I didn't know this would happen. I'm pleasantly surprised.
That's all right.
But it's just all very exciting.
I mean, do you know how hard it was to build this elevator?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty tricky. I mean, you got the upper floor, you know?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I can't even believe they're not even, like, noticing this, you know? But, you know, sometimes Dan says they take naps and stuff like that. So, you know, they play hard and they sleep hard.
Yeah,
so they must be sleeping right now, you know?
Say, you know what we should probably do is just take a quick break.
Got it.
Welcome back to Trends. We are talking about and riding on, miraculously.
An elevator.
Oh, that's right. Thanks. The voice you're hearing is the elevator operator, Koo, who is standing in, and the L is silent. I'm not just saying the name wrong.
Yes.
I feel a little self-conscious. That's right. Dan has dashed off to fetch. It's strange to me that I'm kind of recapping as though someone... is just now starting the program. Like, I don't know if anyone is...
You got to do that sometimes, man.
Is it, you think someone skips the first two breaks and then starts listening?
Yeah, people do that, man. I got you guys' lunch here. I just thought you guys looked hungry.
Oh, wow. I didn't...
I like bringing people food, bringing joy.
That's fantastic. Is it okay if I have a little something now? I am, actually.
Yeah, definitely, man. I got your egg and muffin.
I'm actually... Oh.
And then I got you, Koo. I know you love just hash browns.
Yeah, I love my hash browns.
So, Jompers.
Yeah, what's up, man?
I don't... You know I don't eat meat,
right? Yeah, there's no meat on it.
But this looks like a piece of ham.
No, it's fake ham.
From McDonald's, they have fake ham?
Yeah, they do now.
Really?
Yeah. It's called fam. Just eat it.
Fam?
Fam, fake ham, yeah.
Look, I don't,
it's delicious.
Okay. I would never accuse you of intentionally misleading me. I know that's not something.
You better not, because that's fam.
But I have a really hard time believing McDonald's is coming up with meat substitutes in their menu.
No, they have it now. You know this modern day and age. Come on, Levi.
I know, I just don't think McDonald's is that interested in catering to the vegetarians.
No, they gotta get there, man. You know, it's like a population, part of the population that's ready to spend money. Times are changing, my man.
Hey, I know, I agree with you. It's just...
Be happy, man, because it's fam. It tastes just like ham.
If this is actually meat, I'm probably gonna get a pretty bad stomach ache.
Fine, man.
So I'm going to trust
fam.
You.
It's fam.
Okay. Well, let's see if I'm a fan of fam.
Fam? Yeah, I like
exactly.
That. I like
so I'm going to give it a go. Yeah, you're not screwing me over.
And these aren't fake hash browns, right? No, they're the real hash browns, motherfucker.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
you know I wouldn't bring you fake hash.
No.
Cool. We go back. We go back all the way to the moon.
This is pretty tasty.
Ham, right?
It does. I haven't had ham in like a decade, and
enjoy.
Not bad. You know, it just kind of hits the spot.
Eat it all up.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm eating the whole thing.
It's delicious, right?
It actually goes really fast. It took three bites, and I had a whole knock that thing back.
Yeah.
I haven't had an Egg McMuffin in ages.
It's delicious, right?
Yeah, it's delicious, man. Thank you. I really appreciate it. You know, did you get any McDonald's coffee? I could use a glass of coffee.
Yeah, you want some
cup of coffee? That'd be excellent.
All
is
right.
That okay?
Yeah, it is. I guess it's for Dan, but you can have it.
Are you sure Dan won't mind?
I don't care.
No, he doesn't.
He's pretty.
Oh, this is... they added the cream and sugar for us.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's not... That looks like ham, but that's fam. I told him to put fam in it. Dan likes fam in his coffee.
There are chunks of fake ham floating in this?
Yeah, I don't know why he likes it, but he likes the taste, so I'm sorry about that.
I wouldn't even want... Why would I want fake or real ham?
Who knows?
All right, I'll try it.
That man's mind
more,
is
but...
jumbled as all get up. You know what I mean? Like, who knows?
Okay, I have to admit, this is actually kind of delicious.
It's delicious, right?
Because it's kind of salty. There's a little saltiness
salt
in the coffee.
And the sweet and the cream. And the
yeah, I wouldn't think that would work, but it works somehow.
Yeah, Papa should have changed that song. Just a spoonful of sugar, cream, and coffee and fake hand bits. Makes medicine go down.
But that's a bit of a long song. Even you have
really
to
really like Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Ain't a long motherfucking song. That sounds like a Parliament song right there.
You made a valid point.
Right?
You made
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That's what I expect to see on Mothership Connection.
I'm trying to do a Parliament.
You've never heard them, have you?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Damn,
that's a kind of cigarette, right? Parliament?
Guys, Levi, why are both Cool and Jompers leaving?
I don't know what I did. I don't know what happened, but things got weird.
Both of them left.
Yeah.
The elevator guy.
I don't even know how we're supposed to work the elevator now. Wait a minute. How did you get down here?
I know my ways. I got roses, man. What did you do with the other stuff?
With what other stuff?
The other flowers.
I left them in the stairwell.
Oh, fucker, that's right.
We gotta get.
What floor did you get off on the stairwell on?
Oh, Jesus, I don't remember. 65, maybe?
65, okay.
Yeah, but I think I left them a few floors up, so it's in the 70s somewhere.
Hey, Koo! Yeah, what's up?
Oh, hey, Koo, sorry about before. I just wanted to get that. Okay, never mind. That's fine.
What you want? Well, we gotta go get those flowers again, my man. You know what I mean? Like, Levi can't remember the floor. It's like somewhere between, like, maybe 62 to, like, 68. All right, we can hit it up.
Yeah, okay, great.
Where's Esmeralda tonight? Oh, she's upstairs sleeping, man. It's her nap time. So, you know, I don't want to wake up. When she wakes up, I want to have these flowers for her and stuff like that. So you're kind of man. You're a thoughtful man.
You guys have really progressed, you and Esmeralda, in your relationship. I mean...
That's our business. Do you mind?
Oh, now you want it to be private? She's constantly interrupting when we're trying to do this program.
I haven't interrupted once tonight.
No, I know. And suddenly you're being... Yeah. Oh, am I being too loud?
Wake up.
She's not in the elevator.
Though. She doesn't need beauty sleep. So
okay. Good. Very nice. You're a class act.
That was a good one. Here, let's pound now.
Why are you pounding?
Oh. Oh, you always pound.
He's got
you
some
don't
pounding.
Have to back up for a pound, my man. Yeah, no, it's just my hands are so big. It's just what we do on the streets, man.
Well, Coop, he told me in the break, he was a former boxer. Did you know that, Dan?
Yeah, of course. Oh. Have you ever seen videos of him boxing?
There's videos?
Oh, yeah.
No, he told me he was like a junior Golden Glove champion, is that?
Yeah, he was a junior Golden Glove. He's also a senior Golden Glove.
Wow. I can't...
I did the distance, man.
Man, that's amazing.
There's probably not a place I have not boxed. I've boxed at least 12 cities in every state.
Man.
Even the dumb one.
So I bet you like broke your hands a couple times fighting, right?
No, I didn't break my hands. I broke other people.
Oh, okay. I thought that was something that happened to boxers all the time. Like they broke their hands.
Really thing.
Oh, they're strong.
Do you know that stuff that pops out of Wolverine?
The adamantium claws? Yeah.
That's what they used to call me, the adamantium kid.
Really? That's amazing.
Yeah, that was my nickname.
Wow, I mean that, you know, I didn't even know that was something people talked about before Wolverine was
not even a real metal, but that's how hard my hands are, you know what I mean?
They made up adamantium to describe your hands?
Yeah.
And then that informed the creation of Wolverine?
Well, I think it was the other way around, but you know.
Wait, Wolverine came and then it was your hands?
Let us jump back, but I believe Wolverine...
Jump back! Sorry.
Yeah, let's...
Hey, wait, though. Is Wolverine's created in the 70s?
I don't remember, but I know his first appearance was in The Incredible Hulk 181.
Yeah, that must be the 80s.
Probably the early 80s. I don't remember.
So that counts as our reference?
No. Hang on. The X-Men made a switcheroo in the late 70s. They all had new people like Colossus, Nightcrawler. That was like the second.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. So it must have been the 70s.
So it's a 70s reference. That counts as a reference to the 70s.
Yeah. And I should have let you make that. That's okay, man. I can get another one in here. We still got plenty of time.
Yeah, you got to do something about the 60s, Dan. You got to get a 60s. Hey, maybe you should mention JFK getting shot. That would be a great reference. You work it in. Just work it in somewhere naturally. No one's brought it up yet. So you were saying, Koo, about your adamantium claws?
Oh, yeah. I actually have broken many people apart with my hands.
Man, that's
why I had to quit boxing. I got so good at it that just one punch would, like, shatter bone.
So you're too good to box.
Well, I was too good in this country. You can't shatter bone in this country, so I had to go to other places.
Like Japan?
Japan and Thailand. And
nice.
Any of those places out there, you know, boxing them all where they don't have such stringent rules. And I can,
are we still going up?
Yeah.
Wow, I feel like we've been going up
for
a while.
We got to get them more to rest every once in a while. We're in no hurry. They're having nap time.
Yeah, but how high does this building go?
Oh, it's like 117th floor.
Have
you ever looked up when you've gone outside?
Yeah, it never looked that high to me.
I don't notice anything, and I know this building's like...
It looked like a two-story building to me this whole time.
No, man.
I never knew.
All you gotta do is look up. What do you think all that stuff is above floor two?
I never saw it. There's clouds. Sky.
Well, it's just a reflection of the clouds, because it's like a mirrored building.
Oh, okay.
Like you just pulled a bird right there. You would have flown right through those mirrors.
I would have slammed right into it.
Yeah.
Bird brain everywhere.
That's the saddest thing ever, boom. Having to clean up one of those.
Oh, you have to clean the mirrors on the windows?
Well, sometimes I'm going outside, making the rounds, you know, just doing my thing, maybe on my break, you know. One of those birds hits those buildings and falls down, I pick it up.
A man's got to take a break.
And a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and so does a bird.
Bird is the word. Right? Where is he going?
Yeah, bird is the word. Bird is the word.
Oh, okay. But Koo just left for a second.
What are you doing there?
I don't know. We just stopped and he walked off. I don't know. What floor is this? It's like... 1 90s 92?
92.
I think we went past the 60s.
We did go past the 60s. This floor only has 117. This building only has 117 floors, I thought.
117. We're on 92.
192?
No, we're on 92.
Oh, my God, Levi. You scared me to death. I thought there was, like, secret floors up in here.
I don't know anything. I'm so confused.
I'm sorry, Dan. We got to go down. Going down.
Okay. Yikes.
On you. That'd be my song.
What?
Going down. On you.
Is it a metaphor for something, or is it just...
Yeah, it's a metaphor for going down on somebody.
That's not a metaphor. You're just saying
going
it.
Going down.
No. That's not what a metaphor is.
And you.
No.
Going down.
Come on.
No.
No.
I think it'd be a hit.
No, I think a metaphor. I gotta think of a song that can explain what I'm talking about. I just feel like
there's gotta be some.
It's on. There's nothing but, you know, really like. Well, it smells like Teen Spirit. You know, like that's representative.
Well, I like candy.
I think that's just about candy. Mm-mm. I like candy.
Yeah, what is candy?
Ding, ding, ding. It's like candy. Wait, no. You think that's about drugs or sex?
Probably both.
Sex, drugs,
and yeah, both.
Is sex, drugs, and rock and roll?
Well, that really wasn't rock and roll, but yeah, sex, drugs.
What was Bananarama singing about?
Anagrams? I don't know.
What? You're just rhyming now. You're just rhyming with me. That's not...
It happens. I'm sorry. It happens.
That's not even fair. It's rhyming with things that I say.
Well, it's kind of fair.
You're right. I'm not bringing anything to the table, so...
Truth or dare? Beware?
I swear.
Mon frère? There's a hair? Right? See, I'm a good rapper.
No more rhyming. That's not rapping.
It is. I'll get you a rhyme.
No, that's not the same thing.
No, you're right.
See, rappers use poetic language, man. I mean, okay, let's think about, we've talked about them a lot. Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, yes.
Like, they say stuff that's not about what they're saying, necessarily.
Yeah,
you know, like...
They need an apple bomb.
Exactly. We need an apple bomb. Got it going on. Yeah. Like, there's a lot more happening in those lyrics than just that.
Yeah.
Or, what about, like, De La Soul? Like, they got about, like... Buddy, what is Buddy? What is that?
Pussy?
Okay, I think that is true.
For years, I've been like, pretty sure that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because he's got one guy, get all the Buddy. Like Baby Huey?
Yeah.
You've seen Baby Huey, right?
Uh-huh.
The Baby Huey?
Yeah.
Just like him.
Oh, you're right.
You don't know who Baby Huey
no,
is.
No, I know. Right? Fuck you.
No, you know the soul singer, right?
Yes.
Okay. But sometimes
I don't.
Like I'm crazy.
You are crazy. That's why that happens. If you're wondering.
You are, Dan.
You're nutso.
Little Baby Huey, what a hell of a singer.
Let's stop talking about Baby Huey. Let's modern it up. Fat Lip.
Yeah, no,
Fat Lip is like the 90s version of Baby Huey. Go on.
What?
No?
Come on now.
Are you having a stroke?
Ow, did you see that? Come on now, man. You're doing this.
I'm sorry, cool.
It's not true. Do you remember?
I just wanted to talk about Fat Lip. Okay, I think he's really entertaining.
Fat Lip is good.
He's really entertaining. He's a funny dude.
You like Fat Lip there, don't you? Who? Far Side, man. Two classics. The first two
albums,
classic.
Well, they got that one song,
Which one? Spotatorium?
No, Passing Me By.
Oh,
Passing
yeah,
Me By.
Boom! I like Other Fish Remix. That's a good one. I like someone off Lab Cab. You ever hear Lab Cab in California?
Yes, I have.
Great album.
Even if I look at you like you're crazy, I have heard.
I'm not good with song titles since I just have everything on random.
Both of us shouldn't be talking about this because we are not bringing any information.
No,
in.
I know it.
Yeah, I know you.
I just can't think of
something.
There we go. I like that one. That tone is good. Are we on 62nd floor, Dan? You want to run out and check?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll
all right, I'll stay here. Are you going to check the stairwell?
Yeah, I'm just going to go right upstairs. Back? Tell you what, meet me on floor 68.
But what's on this floor? I just don't want Dan to get in trouble.
Oh, we got an aquarium on this floor.
Just one big aquarium?
Yeah, giant. The world's largest aquarium. You didn't know that the world's largest aquarium was up there?
No, there should be a sign on the building or something.
Yeah, there's like 19 billion gallons of water in there.
What? Why is it so high in the building? That seems unsafe.
Oh, that's fine.
All right.
They figure that if everything breaks and, you know, the animals like the sharks and the dangerous, they got a lot of dangerous animals in there. By the time the water filters all the way down to the other floor, all those animals will be dead.
So, cool. You must know other elevator operators in the world, right?
Yeah, we hang out together.
Like conferences and stuff.
Yeah, we have all that stuff.
So, do you know the guy who operates the Jay Leno has his elevator for all his cars? It's like three, four floors of cars in his house. Kenneth is the elevator operator?
Well, Kenny Cam, we call him.
You guys all have weird nicknames?
No, hey, excuse me.
I'm sorry, do you have nicknames?
Or don't you have a nickname?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you do now, Vi.
Vi is my nickname?
Sarah,
that's like a girl's nickname.
Well, welcome to it, Vi.
Come on, man.
The nickname fits, wear it.
It's not even a saying.
No, it is now. Didn't Shakespeare teach us that? Make it up, now it's something.
Shakespeare did? That's very eloquent. That's a very eloquent description of what Shakespeare taught us. I believe it was the Bard who said, make something up, now it's something.
Yeah,
the much. Bard. People call Shakespeare the Bard because he's a writer. He's a writer. Oh, did you know that? He's a writer.
Yeah, I know he's a writer. Yeah,
he wrote.
The Seven People Over Him. Yeah, I know he's a writer.
I'm sorry, what?
The Seven People Over Shakespeare.
No, that's bogus. There was one Shakespeare guy, and it's actually William Shakespeare.
No. Nope.
Not Francis Bacon, nope. Not Marlowe.
I don't know what this Bacon dude, but I know there are seven people. All members of the Illuminati.
What? Wait, have you been reading the internet with Dan?
Well, that's what we do.
There's no such thing as an Illuminati.
Yeah, you need to do
that just means light.
I know there's no such thing now. It's
oh, finally, you've admitted that. That's progress.
You know, back in the day,
you're going to bring up the Masons, too?
Well, they're still around. I mean, I don't think they're a real thing. I mean, they're lizard people.
What? There's no lizard people. It's all nonsense. This is all bogus nonsense.
It is nonsense, but that's what people think about them.
No,
Jay-Z's a Mason.
Are we going up right now?
Yeah.
So is Dan's going to catch up with us?
Yeah, he said meet him on 68th floor.
Oh, God, I can't. I mean, it's so hard to track. I've lost all sense of up and down riding this studio-sized elevator.
Try being me.
But you seem to always know where you are.
Going up, going down, and you just know that you're up for the downstroke. Everybody get up.
That's like a metaphor.
Yeah, it's a Parliament song.
Yeah, let me try and is that Parliament? No?
No, that's not any Parliament that I know of.
Not Parliament? No. Maybe it's Winston? Shit. Winston?
Winston who? Is that a funk band, Winston?
It's a cigarette.
Huh? Is that, was that who
maybe
it is?
It's
maybe. The Winston All-Stars? Winston Chugles?
Maybe I'm talking about Winston Marsalis.
Okay, he's all right.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't admire his music, but I admire his talent, you know.
I understand.
Well, he's a talented musician. I just don't like what comes out. I mean,
oh, I see.
It's not my thing. It's so cool and technically proficient, and it's beautiful to somebody, but it ain't me.
I have that with a lot of stuff, actually. Yeah. I have things I appreciate, like, wow, that's really well, that's good, skilled, and well done, and I'm not interested
nothing
at all.
Nothing that Kevin Smith has done, but you know.
No, there's no real skill there.
No, no.
But I'll be honest, you might not want to hear this. I've been entertained by several Kevin Smith products.
Yeah, no one ever has been.
No, I have been.
Ding!
All right, 68th floor. Yeah.
This is the Child Museum.
I'm sorry, the Child Museum?
It's a museum of the history of children.
Okay, I gotta go out and take a look at this, but
excuse me, I have to check you for a pedophile check.
Okay,
to ask you a few questions. This is what I have to do if we let anybody off on this floor. It's in the mail.
Okay.
Do you like to have sex with children?
I have never tried it, but I've never wanted to, so no.
You can't come out here, I'm sorry.
What did I do wrong?
You can't. The answer has to be no.
I said no.
You said you have never tried it, which you probably want to try it. I'm sorry, for the safety of the children. Probably what's in your pants, and it's going to come out the minute you get out there and see children.
No, that's just how the pants are folding. Ooh, that's not...
You ain't coming out here, man. Look, I know you're a child molester.
I'm not.
Here you are.
No, where's Dan? He'll tell you. Look, I...
He can vouch for you?
Look, I'm just saying, I was trying to be honest.
Yeah, here you are, 268th floor.
The 68th floor, yeah. Look, will you tell Cool that I'm not a child molester?
He's not a child molester.
Yeah, exactly.
He's never tried it, but he's not a child molester.
See, that's all. I just wanted to be nuanced in my answer. I didn't want to, like,
are you sure you're not wired that way?
Wired what way?
To like children and touch children?
Well, not sure.
Give me all
your
photographic equipment. You can't be going in there with anything like that.
I don't have any
cameras. If I see your hands anywhere near your pants, I'm coming for you.
What if I have to adjust my belt?
You got to come back in here and adjust that shit.
So it's a museum of living children?
You should have answered notes. All you got to do.
To what? What question?
Let's try it again.
Okay.
Do you like to have sex with children?
That sounds gross.
That's not the... Yeah, of course, but... Yeah, and? I can't let you off.
I don't know. Hey, have you ever tried foie gras?
No.
So do you like foie gras?
No.
What? How do you know that?
A word like foie and gras put together? It cannot be good.
It's just liver.
That's probably...
It's goose. It's like duck liver.
I ain't eating that
duck
shit.
Duck pate.
I ain't eating no duck liver.
But you don't know if you like it or not.
I wouldn't.
You never know. You never know.
All right, you're right.
Just consider
you're
it.
Right.
So you're right. So you're admitting you like to have sex with kids.
But sex with... No, I do not like to have sex with kids.
How do you know?
Because it is gross. Now, that's the order that's supposed to go.
What if... You got to eat some foie gras if you did a good job having the kid sex.
Then I wouldn't eat the foie gras. It's pretty simple, man.
What if you had a choice? You had to either eat foie gras or have sex with a kid.
I'd eat foie gras. What are you trying to prove?
I'm just trying to see
and then I'd be able to taste foie gras and be like, thank God I didn't have sex with that child.
But what if
I'm not a maniac. I'm not a monster.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I haven't even contemplated having sex with a child. See, I'm not wired that way.
Why are you talking about it so much?
Because we have to. Because you answered the question wrong.
Look, I don't even want to go in this museum
anymore. You just said no. So watch this. Say, Dan, do you like to have sex with children? No.
What do you think about it? It's gross. There you go, my man. You can go on out.
What? No Van's leaving?
Well, I'm just standing here.
Oh, okay.
You can see me.
Well, let's try it again. Just ask me anything.
Anything?
Well, I mean, ask me the question.
That's not anything. All right. So you know.
I'm really nervous.
Yeah, I can tell. You're probably not going to get this right. I'm just going to go down. I'm just going to start the floor. We'll go down. You ain't getting this right, okay?
Okay.
Going
so
down.
We're moving down.
All right, Levi.
Yeah.
Do you like to have sex with children?
What children?
Yep. See? I'm glad we went down.
I don't want
children? See, that's just saying, like, show me some children. Do you understand what you're doing right now?
I don't just sign. Do you just sign any document someone puts in front of you that, like, sign here?
No, I read everything. I have my manager read it.
You want to know the details, right?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I need the details.
Any smart business person would do that, wouldn't they? Cool.
Exactly. So, obviously, I don't want to have sex with children.
I don't know, obviously. I thought that about 5 minutes ago, and not now.
Well, look, I'm a grown man, okay?
I know that, so you shouldn't be touching children.
But if I wanted to, I just would. So the fact that I don't proves that I don't want to. Thank you.
You said that like I have a child here waiting in my arms for you to have sex with.
No, I don't want to.
You saw that. You did kind of look like...
No, like, no, why would I want to... Look.
I don't know, but you had to look about you.
Guys, let's be serious for a minute, okay?
And then,
where are we...
Yo, I heard through the grapevine that you're child molesting.
We're on the first floor?
Hell yeah.
Jeez, that was fast.
Well, you can go fast sometimes and...
Jumpers, I'm not a child molester, okay?
That's what I heard. Everybody from 468 on down is talking about you're a child molester.
How is everybody talking about this?
You weren't let into the museum. Anybody's not let me in the museum, they instantly take their picture, they take a retina scan. You don't even know the high-tech equipment they got out there to help keep kids away from... child molester.
But look, I'm not.
You already posted down on the wanted.
What? How do I get off that? I'm not a child molester.
I just answer the question right.
Fine, ask me the question. Anybody, go ahead. Dan, you can ask me.
That's gotta be me, man.
Okay, cool. Ask me the question.
Levi.
Yes.
Do you like?
Yes.
See?
No.
You can't do this.
No. I was saying yes.
Stay down there, just for the sake of protection.
No.
Everybody.
This is not.
This is terrible.
This is not. You're twisting my words.
Then
look,
I was woken up by the
noise. Oh, man.
I couldn't help but hear that Levi is a child molester.
I'm not a child molester.
You're a very disgusting person.
Esmeralda, you know me, kind of. I'm not a child molester. Anybody can ask me.
I've only seen you in here. I don't know about you outside.
I said, no, I'm not a molester. No one would ask me the question directly.
You wouldn't molest anyone. Look at
you. See, exactly. Thank
he's
you, Esmeralda. What? No, I'm not.
Are those for me? Oh, yeah, these. Yeah, baby. These are for you.
Yeah, nice.
I like when you call me baby.
Okay.
Yeah, baby, these are for you.
Can you guys do... We're going to be done in like 5 minutes.
Orange, look at that. Oh, tri-lips. I love tri-lips. Dan, you better come upstairs. I'll be up there waiting for you.
Okay, he'll be up in a few minutes, Dan. Don't leave yet, Dan. Come on, man.
Oops. Thank you. I love them.
Can you guys all just
take... Gold dust. Yeah, see, girls like gold dust, Levi.
Well, of course, everyone likes gold dust. Right.
Everybody likes gold
dust.
Jesus. Yeah.
It's not even...
Except maybe the people they're taking the gold from.
Right, or the kids who have to mine the gold.
You know that they have an epidemic now where people mix gold dust with cocaine and snort it?
What?
Yeah, if you do it in the wrong proportion, poison yourself and you die.
You know, isn't that true with just cocaine, too?
Well, you need to leave a little... What?
If you just do too much cocaine, you also just die.
Exactly. But you're not supposed to ingest gold into your nose and your nasal passages.
I don't think you really should do that.
Little cocaine is good for you.
What?
Just a pinch.
No. A little cocaine is good for you?
Every once in a while.
I don't think so.
I'm a big man. I can take a little pinch and it's fine. It's just like for me having a Coca-Cola or like a Pepsi soda. You know?
You're not using cocaine in that operating this elevator, I hope.
Hell no. It's only after hours.
All right.
I'm going to take my break.
What? Wait. Were you just on a break?
I got a cold.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's had a cold since, I think, about... Since he's 22. He's 39 now.
It's pretty sketchy.
He's sketchy.
It's pretty sketchy stuff. Look, we're almost out of time on the program, and we didn't have a guest, just I guess because
I didn't tell you? Oh, the guest was cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because he's an elevator operator.
Yeah. Oh, come on. You don't think I'd leave you hanging out until 5 minutes?
No, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, what else you want to know?
Well, no, I want you to just tell everyone. I want you to tell everyone in the building.
That you're a child molester, I think everybody knows.
No, that I'm not a child molester.
Okay.
Cool.
Answer the question. Man.
Fine. Okay, I will. I will answer the question.
Fine.
Go ahead.
Do you like to have sex?
No.
You got to wait for me to finish.
Okay,
man.
I'm sorry.
Do you?
No.
Levi,
go ahead. No, I'm sorry. Go, please.
Levi, you're fucking this up.
I'm sorry, dude. This is...
Really easy. Watch it. Jumpers. Yes, my brother.
Do you like to have sex with children? You finished answering me? Yes. No. Why is that? Because it's gross.
Okay.
You see how that works, man?
Yes.
Do you know how that template
works? Let's do it, and then we can end the program.
It's pretty easy, Levi.
Let's do it, well, and
I'm
we can...
I'm going to go. All right, Esmeralda's waiting for me.
No, Dan, you need to be...
Dan, let me show you the dance of the sunrise. Woo! I'll see you.
Okay, great. Dan's bailing early again.
Hey, bailing, man.
Can you just ask me the question?
Way to go, Dan. Yeah, way to go, man.
Yeah, nice hustle.
Do an air pound?
Whatever. Yeah. Jesus.
Levi Wang.
Yes.
Do you like to have sex with children?
No.
You do not like to have sex with children? That's what I said.
No.
I'm trying to fuck with you right
no,
now.
No, I don't. No.
Let's try this again.
Ask official me again.
Now. It's official. I'm putting
ask. Okay, hand up.
Official hand.
Okay, my official hand's up hand. Too.
Jumpers, put your official hand up now.
Everyone put your hand up.
I'll put my hand up too.
You go.
I'm just both mine are up.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a feet.
Gross.
Levi.
Yes.
Weinhagen. Julius Weinhagen.
It's fine.
Yeah. Do you like to have sex? Do you enjoy it? With children? No children?
No, I do not.
All right. Going up. Feel that, man?
Yeah.
Feel that power?
Yeah.
We'll be up there in 5 minutes.
We're going to go to the museum?
Yeah.
Sweet.
You answered the question, right?
Right, I thought you were going to ask me the follow-up thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I mess that up? We got to hang on.
Wow.
Oh, we got to stop.
Okay. I want to make sure I get it on the record.
I wasn't doing my job correctly.
Go ahead.
You?
Yes.
Like to have sex in your recreation time? Or with anything? Your sex time? I'm allowed to change the question.
Okay, fine, but just...
With little children.
No.
Girls.
No, I don't.
No. Why is that?
Because that is not okay. I mean, that is gross.
Okay, we almost had to stop it again.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
It's not okay and it's gross.
It is gross.
You could also say icky. You're also allowed to say gives you the heebie-jeebies. You're also allowed to say gnar gnar. That's some people from California.
That's...
Gnarly. It's like not twice as gnarly.
No, I get it.
You, well, some people from what you guys expect. People from Boston, they just think you just are chewing on something when you say that. They don't understand. We're going up.
Okay. So we'll get up, and I'm going to go check out the children, the museum.
Pretty amazing, man.
Children.
Do you know the history of children?
No, I'm excited
pretty
to
awesome,
learn
about man. It. Pretty awesome, man. There's a lot to learn. I actually haven't made it all the way to the museum. It's huge. Actually, it goes up 3 floors.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you think you know everything you know about children. You even have one. You don't know shit.
No, I don't. I'm excited
to
learn. You know
a goddamn thing about children until you go to this museum. You'll look at your kid in a whole new light.
So I see we're almost there. When I get off, will you close out the program?
Yeah, we'll knock it out.
Yeah, and then
don't worry about it, my man.
I'm not worried. I just, I still want to stay on task.
You said we got off task?
No,
I'm sorry. I just made this whole goddamn room into an elevator. Do you know how long it took with the elevator?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
No, that's amazing.
It took me a week.
Okay,
you understand that?
I'm sorry. Jeez, cool.
We're almost there.
Okay.
Oh, hang on a second. I gotta go back down and I'm thinking, that's some bullshit. Yeah, that was kind of bullshit. Going down a little bit.
Jumpers, shouldn't you be guarding the lobby?
No, it'll be fine.
Okay. Fine.
Bing! Here we go. That's
all right. I'm off to the Museum of Children.
Be careful. This one might molest you.
Not cool.
What? I'm not cool?
You're not cool anymore.
Get out of here, man.
All right. Thanks for listening to Trends, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for listening to Trends. I hope... Do any of you like to molest children?
All I really need is a song in my heart.